1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Luke's been possessed by a Muppet today.
Let's go. I'm ready to record. Do the podcast.
We're Party of Apes. We're a long-form improv troupe from the Central Coast. My name's Scott Russell.
Yeah. That's him. Scott Russell. Let's go. Who do we have over here?
Hello, my name's Matt.
Oh, we got Matt. What's his last name?
Driver.
Oh, Driver. That's good.
Thank you.
Well, who we got over there?
I'm Gabby.
Gabby! Hello, Gabby.
Hello, Muppet Luke.
I'm Muppet Luke.
Hey, Muppet Luke. Why are you here today, Muppet Luke? Because normally, for the people who haven't heard us before, we talk and then we make a radio play.
But today we have a special guest.
From, I was going to say Sesame Street. But
they're Muppets.
Yeah, they're Muppets.
They're like Muppet adjacent, right?
Muppet puppets.
Yeah. Is it not that they're like called something else, but they're Muppet adjacent?
No. Because it's all the same company.
Yeah, like Craigle Rock's still Muppets, isn't it?
We're all family. That's how I say it.
Oh, my God.
So why are you here today, Muppet Luke?
Is it just to torture me? Is this my personal hell?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Nah, it's just I had a bit of a cold. And I was either this or my very deep low voice.
And you went with this? This is the choice you went with?
Yeah, I was just experimenting with my voice.
Are you regretting it? Do you feel like you made the wrong choice?
No, I like it. It's something new.
Get ready. Strap in for the next 45 minutes, everybody.
How's everyone been? How's everyone's weeks?
Yeah, it's been good. Have you been a Muppet all week, Luke?
Nah, just for the past like 2 minutes.
Can you commit to this for the rest of your life, please?
The rest of my life.
Whoa, I did this.
My life.
Molasses.
I wish I had some molasses right now. I tell you what.
Did you guys know that there was a molasses flood?
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
You were there? Did you cause it?
Was this you?
I just love molasses. I just want to swim in it.
So what was the molasses flood? And then can we like have your?
Okay, so I was there.
No. I want to know the historical actual facts of it, and then I want to hear Muppet Luke's retelling of it.
No. Muppet Luke was there. He knows.
I can't really remember.
They're one in the same, Scott.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what year it was, but I saw the molasses truck.
Yeah.
Why was there a molasses truck?
Because you gotta transport
it.
You gotta transport the molasses. Continue.
Who needs what needs molasses by the truckload?
The molasses company.
Yeah.
So they put it in molasses little bottles. Anyway, I saw it. I was like, they look good. And it was at the top of a hill. So I pushed it over.
You pushed the molasses truck over.
And I got my boogie board and I skid down the road and I like just jumped out. Like a lot of people were drowning in the molasses.
People died. People got injured.
21 people died.
Yeah.
What?
150 people got injured. Because 2.3 million gallons.
So it's a huge truck.
These were like big trucks.
How long ago was this?
12,000 metric tons of molasses.
How long ago was this?
1919.
Muppet Luke was there and caused it. Do you still feel good about traveling down on your boogie board while 21 people died?
Worst things have happened. But this one was worth it.
What worse things?
I wasn't the only one boogie boarding down it. There are other people.
Who was there?
And Wikipedia doesn't say other people were boogie boarding down the molasses.
I'm just looking at causes right now.
Wait, so how big was the truck?
No, it wasn't a truck. It was like a tank.
It's a tank.
Like in like a silo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you pushed over a silo.
With the truck.
With the truck. You used the truck to push over a silo of molasses.
Because that's also what happened with the whiskey fires, right?
That was a good one.
Yeah. Were you there for that as well? For
the whiskey fires? I can't remember it, but I was there.
You see a big, like, viscous, like, a big fluid, and you're like, I gotta push it over.
Yeah, there's a lot.
What were the whiskey fires?
I would tell you about it, but...
Because I know about the Great London Beer Flood. Do you know about this one?
Yeah.
Were you there for that as well?
Oh, you know it.
So this is what I know about the Great London Beer Flood, and then if you could fill in your details. But there was a brewery on the top of a hill in like somewhere near London or whatever. Mm. I don't know if it was London. I don't know. But it was a great beer flood. Brewery, lots of big kegs. There was an explosion. All of the kegs exploded. A great huge wave of beer went down to the, like, flooded the town at the bottom of the hill. Some people drowned in the basement, but a few people actually died from alcohol poisoning.
I feel like that's what I'm thinking of with the whiskey.
Is it?
Because more people died from drinking this river of whiskey. I thought it was whiskey.
They're both.
They're both, right?
Okay. Yeah, there's two separate events.
More people died of alcohol poisoning because they were drinking it.
I don't know why they keep putting all these big tanks of, like, dangerous fluid at the top of a hill. Like,
you're like three terrible wise men instead of bringing frankincense, incense, and myrrh. It's like whiskey, beer, and molasses.
Well, I don't remember those ones because I definitely did have alcohol poisoning. But it was a good surf.
So if I'm to believe this, Muppet Luke is ageless, timeless, and likes to cause horrible floods of liquid that should not be floods on small towns.
I've just been well trained.
Well trained?
By who?
I'll never tell.
This is so chaotic. This is crazy.
Nah, you all should know.
You got any plans for future floods?
Yeah. Mm. You've done molasses. You've done beer. Okay. You've done whiskey.
What's next?
Mm. I wanted to do honey.
That but sounds hard.
Isn't that because of like the bee thing? Like, they're going extinct. I feel like you'd have to go.
Oh, so you went bees. I went with, like, honey pour slowly. People are going to have time to get away.
Molasses is notorious.
How did people
slow as molasses?
How did people drown with the molasses?
Because imagine trying to swim through something that's so thick but also a liquid.
It's like a
but he just said he body poured it.
Very slowly.
I did this
really slide down.
Because then I was trained up for the beer and the whiskey one.
Yeah, you gotta start slow. It's like learning guitar.
Wait, did you body board the whiskey and beer as well?
Yeah, well, I stepped it up and slow.
And now you want to go back and do honey. You want to slow it down?
Yeah, because I'm stepping up and I want to just do skiing. I haven't done skiing before. I've done boogie boarding, done surfing, but now I want to practice my skiing.
You want a honey avalanche to ski on.
Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I feel like the altitudes don't, like, where are you going to find honey at such high altitudes?
Bees fly.
Yeah, that's true. You didn't think about that, did you, Gabby?
He doesn't.
Very good point.
Muppet Luke has a point.
He just pours all their honey on top of mountains.
On top of a mountain, and then they come back down. Yes.
Mount Everest is covered in honey.
Because bees fly. I've seen Bee Movie. I know that to be true.
Well, bees did a lot in that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you for coming in, Muppet Luke. You've given us a lot to
wonder. So good to be here. Nice to meet you all.
Next time, a word of warning would be nice. But hey.
You're the one who told me.
Waterboarding?
No.
Waterboarding next time, actually.
A word of warning. A word of warning.
I thought you meant, like, because he was talking about boogie boarding, that waterboarding. I'm like, no, that's not what yeah.
No, I honestly, I would prefer waterboarding than having to listen to this for 45 minutes.
Too bad. He's our special guest.
Well, maybe that's what I should do rather than boogie boarding.
You want to waterboard?
Manassas. I'll just like get my boogie board and waterboard. Actually, just do it in the ocean.
That would, I would tell anyone anything if Muppet Luke was waterboarding me.
Tell me your secret.
Tell me your secret. Muppet Luke, you're a psychopath. You're scary, and I'm just going to launch into this podcast because if not, I think I'm just going to piss myself because I'm scared.
Wait, I need boogie board down. Yeah.
That could be the next one.
Yeah. Oh no.
Do you live at the bottom of a hill?
Previously on A Pot of Apes.
We have just directed this giant silo of honey at the top of our town. May it be known we are the greatest town this side of Sundew Valley.
You know what? I might just leave my truck on top of the hill today.
Wow, honey on tap in the town. This is amazing.
Wow, do you think... Do you think it's going to be like this forever?
Are you mocking him?
Yeah. You don't usually speak like that.
Leave our town idiot alone. Get out of here.
Oh, I just wanted to fit in. What will happen to Honeydew Valley? Will the town idiot never be safe from that miscreant? And what will happen to all that honey? Find out on this episode of Party of Apes. Apes on the Airwaves. Saved.
We are in the mayor's office after a giant, big public speaking to the town. He's at his big mahogany desk, smoking a cigar as his assistant sits nearby.
The window's closed. This room is disgustingly smoky.
Now tell me, what's next?
Sorry, Zach. Can we open the window?
Nope.
Okay. Sorry, it's just my asthma is playing up. No, it's fine. I can go through it.
Good.
Okay.
Your idea was a success. Put a big old honey silo on the top of the town and watch them all go great. That's amazing. But what's next? We need the next big idea.
Well, I thought I was joking when I said that, sir, but you took it very literally.
And look at us now. Honeydew Valley suddenly has a new meaning.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's good. I mean, there's honey on tap, and I just think some of the townsfolk are a little upset that we took away all their beer.
More beer.
I mean, I guess if we just let them also have the option of beer.
Honey beer.
Not honey beer. We don't need
Honey beer is the way of the future. I love it. This is why I keep you around with all the ideas you have. Marcus, come in here.
Yeah.
Marcus, you're my best man, the best handyman in town.
Thank you, sir.
I have a new idea. Mm. A new idea.
Yeah.
Honey beer.
Isn't that already a thing?
Marcus, you're fired. Get out of here.
What is it? That's just mead.
Marcus, you're fired. Get out of here.
You just want to make mead?
Pick up your stuff and get out of here, Marcus.
I'll get out of here, but I mean, okay. You just want mead?
Get out of here, Marcus! I'm gonna leave. Damien, get in here.
Oh, yeah.
Damien, you're now promoted to new handyman in town.
No. Why?
Because Marcus was working out.
I don't want to be new handyman.
Damien.
Why?
Damien, honey beer, make it happen.
Mead, it's me.
I know you can do it, Damien.
What? Can you fire me?
Damien.
Oh,
if I don't have honey beer in this town in 2 weeks, your ass is on the line.
Yes!
And you, assistant, what was your name again?
Cassandra.
Cassandra, I need more ideas from you.
Okay, what about we fix the roads? A lot of them have potholes, and we can probably fill them in. I mean,
honey, we'll fill them in with honey. Damien, get in here.
No, why?
Damien, when you're working on your honey beer, filling those road holes with honey.
This is going to slow everything down.
Exactly. You slow everyone down, there's less accidents, there's less traffic jams. You're a genius, Cassandra. This is why I have you around.
Oh, no. I was wondering if I could have a pay rise.
Sir, I'm wondering, can you fire me? I don't want to be here.
You're a funny man, Damien. Keep it up.
No,
you're hilarious.
I'm not a funny man.
You're so funny. Oh, look at him. Look at him. Look at him rolling around on the ground. Oh, isn't he hilarious? Sir. Cassandra, laugh at the boy.
Sir, I'm just a bit concerned because you've given Damien 3 pay rises in the past 2 weeks, but I've received none for the past 4 years.
Yeah, but look at him. Look at him. He's a funny boy. He's sucking on his own thumb like a baby.
I could do that too, sir, if you wanted.
Before this gets problematic, we fly up to the silo at the top of the town where a little miscreant Muppet is hanging about.
beautiful bee. Oh, okay. I gotta plan out my lines. So I kind of go down straight directly down the cliff, cut past the Second Avenue, go through the tavern.
As the Muppet is planning his route down the mountainside, or the hillside, I should say.
Cliffside, by the sound of it.
Yeah, geez. A child walks past on the mountain, not noticing him at first, with a backpack on, slinged over one shoulder, kicking rocks at their feet.
Crying. Tears pouring down their face.
And then I'll go jump over that and then do a little jump and then I'll...
What are you doing?
What's your name?
What the... Max?
I'm X. How are you?
I'm good. What are you doing up here on the silo? No one's meant to be here.
I'm just looking at the beautiful view of Honeydew.
It's not that beautiful down there. They're all a bunch of jerks, so you may as well just keep traveling.
Why are you leaking from your face?
I'm not leaking from my face. It's called crying. And I'm allowed to have emotions. I was told I'm allowed to have emotions and I'm allowed to go to my safe space. And this is my safe space and you're kind of bumming me out right now.
You said no one's allowed up here, though.
Okay, I'm not allowed up here either. So I guess you can stay. But I'm not going to tell you what's wrong.
What's wrong?
I just told you I'm not going to tell you what's wrong.
Well, what is wrong?
It's the people in this town. None of them get me.
They get you in like tag?
No, none of them get where I'm coming from. I just... There's no skate parks. There's no nothing. All I wanted to do was ride my board, and everyone just yells at me all the time, and there's nowhere for me to be me.
I can relate, being a Muppet in a man's world. So
I wasn't going to say anything, but I think you're the first Muppet I've ever met. What's your name?
I'm Luke. Muppet Luke. I think the reason why, like, you probably don't see any other Muppets around. It's because they're all locked up in studios and stuff. So I was the only one who could actually escape. And then I learned the ways of time. And anyway, I'm just practicing at the moment for something real big.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to be one of the best surfboarder, boogie boarder, and all the boarders, water boarder, all that kind of stuff.
Even skateboarding?
Yeah, and skateboarding.
I love skateboarding. I
haven't done skateboarding yet. Yeah? Can you teach me?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could teach you. I mean, you're the first person who's ever actually liked boarding. The first thing that you need to do is you've got to learn how to balance on the board. So maybe we should start with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Well, my board's over here. You wanna come?
Yeah, let's go practice. And then I'm gonna tell you my plan for the honeydew.
Oh, I can't wait. As they go off to practice on the board on the other side of the mountain face, we zoom over to Damien as he is crying into plans for honey-filled potholes and what was the mead. Oh, and mead.
It doesn't even make any sense.
As he starts crying, there's a knock on the door.
What?
All of a sudden, 10 men dressed in black uniforms, very similar to the ones we recently saw in Sundew Valley, walk in.
What's up?
You seen a Muppet around here?
No.
I feel like this man's seen a Muppet around here.
He looks like a Muppet.
No, I'm not a Muppet.
Sounds like a Muppet.
He does sound like a Muppet.
Is he Muppet? He looks a lot like he must be a Muppet in skin.
He must be a Muppet. There's a Muppet that recently got out of his studio, and we've been on the hunt for him for 100 years.
That's not recent at all. He recently got out. It's been 100 years.
Time is relative,
and when you seem time like
us, he's not my relative. I'm not a Muppet.
I'm going to open his mouth.
No! Open his mouth.
All right. One of the dudes walks over and puts both of his hands into his mouth, wrenches it open. I can't see any Muppet in here. Looks pretty human. I might have to do surgery.
Do it. More men in black come in.
Hold him down.
Fizzy.
Holding him down.
Fizzy.
Oh, what's up? What's up?
I don't like what's up? What's up? Gotta do
okay, before I cut you open, I'm going to give you one chance to give me the information that we need.
Okay.
Where is this Muppet?
I genuinely don't know.
If there is a Muppet in this town, it is a huge danger. This Muppet, Muppet Luke, is a menace. Some may say he is an actual demon himself.
Wait, you say Muppet Luke?
Muppet Luke.
I know Muppet Luke.
You know Muppet Luke?
Yeah, I know Muppet Luke.
Okay, tell us.
Tell
what about
me
him?
That I know him.
Tell us where he is.
What about him? Where is he?
I just told you I know him.
How do you know him? This man is pathetic.
We've been friends for a while. We work together sometimes.
Work together on what?
Projects.
What projects?
Surfing projects.
What you? This is a landlocked town. What surfing projects would there be?
What kind of surfing?
All I'm going to say is go check on top of the hill where the big honey pot is.
Oh, no. It's the same thing. It's the same pattern.
He's done it again. You're coming with us.
I'm so busy.
Grab the plans.
I've got to draw them again.
What will happen with Damien? Will he finally get what he wants and be fired once and for all? What will happen with Max and Muppet Luke? Will they become best friends and learn the error of Muppet Luke's ways and not kill a bunch of town folk? And will the mayor finally get an idea of his own? Probably not, but find out after this ad break.
Hello, Muppet boys and girls. Is your... what's it called? Is your felt getting dry?
Always! Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So dry.
Yeah. Audience laughter goes in ears. Very good. Shampoo for felt. Moisturizer. What is...
Conditioner.
Yeah, that's what we need. No. That's the only idea I had.
Muppet conditioner. Wow, this feels so nice in my felt. Have you felt?
Wow.
This conditioner for felt.
Hey, that was really good, guys. I'm Jim Henson. Hey, Matt, can we
is this to catch a predator?
No, Jim Henson of the Henson Company. Can we have a chat, please? You and me.
Okay.
Hey, when I give you an ad to record,
I thought you died.
No, it's a scam.
Oh. How is it a scam? You're making money off that.
You'll see. When I give you an ad to record, okay, as a Muppet, I expect you to actually do it properly, okay?
Yeah.
Look at me. You're one of my best Muppets, okay?
Yeah.
All right? And when I trust you with this, I expect you to do it properly. All the other Muppets, they're fine. They're locked in the studio. They're happy. They work. It's great. But you, if you don't shape up, we'll just take you down to bits and reconstruct you as another Muppet.
Do it, pussy.
What was that?
Do it, pussy.
Cynthia, can you lock the door, please? Your fluff is mine, you son of a bitch.
I had so much time to leave while that was being watched. I didn't move a muscle.
Let's go. How did that get in the recording?
Oh, we got
guys. Did I die? Because the Jim Henson called that Muppet Matt. Am I a fake?
Maybe it would be like Matt Muppet.
Not yeah, like Mupp, like the, how like Luke Muppet, Muppet Luke's not Muppet actually Luke's Luke. Yeah. He's a Muppet.
But I think there's a Muppet version of all of us.
Really?
So not, clearly not Muppet Matt.
Well, not anymore because you've what been killed. Hell, so that well, it makes me question: is there a Muppet Scott, Muppet Gabby out there?
Maybe.
Well, I don't even know if that was me because that's not really my attitude at all. Like that guy was a slacker and he was like all defiant of authority. I'm a good boy. He was like, do it, pussy.
Yeah, but is Muppet Luke that. Very much like me?
Yeah, Muppet Luke's really nice. Normal Luke's really nice, but Muppet Luke likes Muppet to drown Luke. Towns.
Muppet Luke's evil.
Makes you wonder what the real life Kermit's like.
The mayor is walking through Honeydew Valley. The town is an actual mess, but the mayor has his head held high. Smoking a cigarette with his assistant nearby, thinking all is well.
Yeah, it's a mess, but at least it's sweet.
What a great town we're in, isn't that right?
Yeah, no, sir, it's really good. I'm so sorry, sir. I know you did say to stand as close as possible.
That's right.
I'm just going to maybe take a couple steps away. Just
do I repulse you?
No, it's just the smoke, sir.
Do I make you uneasy?
A little bit, sir, but it's mostly the growling intensity. I know it's your. I'm not trying to steal the
town. This is my town. I worked very hard to become mayor of this town.
Yeah, I know.
They said it couldn't be done. They said Honeydew Valley was a mess. And I came in here and look at it now.
Sir, it looks mostly the same. It's just mildly stickier. I'm going to be honest.
Look at all the happy people around. Look how happy they are.
Oh, that's the stupid mayor. Oh, hey, I've got something to say to you, Mayor, since you're not in your high tower at the moment. Where's all the beer? I'm the most sober I've ever been, and it's horrible. And what's with all this honey? Everything's sticky.
It's Honeydew Valley. I said I would make Honeydew Valley sweet again, and I made it sweet.
Why do you actually put proper honey? Why don't you make some honeydew trees or something like that?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we don't. Honeydew is not like just spilled honey all throughout the town. Honeydew's a fruit. Why don't you actually go with the theme of it rather than being stupid?
As this man is confronting the mayor, a crowd begins to form around him, all generally agreeing with what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. I didn't vote for him.
I didn't vote for him either.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know anyone in this town who voted for you.
People had to vote for me, girls, otherwise I wouldn't be here.
I don't vote.
I didn't vote.
Wait, did you guys vote?
I didn't
vote. Wait, you just say you didn't vote for him, but you didn't vote at all?
I didn't vote at
you,
all.
You, assistant, we have to get out of here right now. There's something I didn't tell you.
What? Okay.
Tell us all.
Tell everyone.
Tell us.
Run with me.
What are you saying? No one voted.
How can they run?
They start running, but it's like the slowest run you've ever seen as their like feet stick to the road.
Oh, no. Get them.
They lose the crowd round a corner, Ben. What didn't you tell me, sir?
I definitely rigged the votes to become mayor.
What?
I definitely rigged the votes to become mayor.
How?
Well, after the votes closed, I went in And I took out all the vaults and I put in new vaults.
So you definitely rigged. You definitely rigged the boats.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, yep. I think I did this. No, you definitely. How did? What? So, I've been following you for all these years for nothing?
No. Look at all of your great ideas that have come into the town.
I hate all of this.
What?
I hate this town now. I grew up on this town. I thought you were meant to make it sweet, and I trusted you.
I'm making it sweet.
You're an insane man.
No, I'm not insane.
I've been following an insane person around.
No.
I've been following your every word.
No, that's what they...
For nothing.
That's what they said at the asylum. They said you're insane, but I got out.
I've got to get out of here. As Cynthia begins to back away...
The crowd comes around the corner to meet them.
And Cynthia backs out into the crowd.
We didn't vote for you. No one voted.
It was her. They were all her ideas. I came up with none of the ideas. They were all hers. I was just implementing what she was saying.
Is this true?
No, you go.
Oh, is this true?
What? I didn't do anything. It was him. He's the mayor.
Let's take her.
No, it wasn't me.
I'm recording and everything of every single one of our meetings. And they start playing the recordings and it's just her ideas.
I guess, I don't know. What's sweet? Honey? Maybe a lot of honey?
Beep. See, it was her. I was listening to my advisor.
All right, pick her up. Bring her up. Take her.
I was joking. It was a joke.
Take it to the, what's it called, where they lock them up and in front of the town in the town square?
Stocks.
Take it to the town stocks in the center square.
All right, to the center square, everyone.
As they start walking towards the town center stocks, they walk past an open sewer pipe.
Yeah.
Where Muffin, Luke, and Max are trying to learn how to skate.
Yeah, so this...
Oh, this is great!
I'm so glad you're picking it up so quickly.
It's so easy.
I know. Well, yeah, I guess, I mean, it took me a couple of years to do it.
If this was difficult for someone, I don't know what I've done. I mean, it's so incompetent.
It took me quite a while to learn it, but...
But then again, I've been practicing, like, boogie boarding and surfboarding, so, and yeah, I'm over 100 years old, so...
Wow, that's really old. Practice. That's really old. How did you get so old?
I just made very early on.
I guess you're a Muppet, so you're the first Muppet.
If you're wondering how I still look young, it's felt conditioner.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. I just use normal conditioner.
Oh, I need to get you on this felt stuff. Felt the felt conditioner?
Okay.
It feels good.
The Muppet Luke reaches out his arm and Max begins to pet his arm uncomfortably. Oh, no, your arm's really, it's really soft. It's really soft. Yep. Thanks, yeah. Luke. No, that's okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And we hear in the distance, oh, it's up this way. Oh, he's going to be up the mountain.
Oh, it sounds like someone's not having a great day.
Ah, that's my friend. He never really having a good day.
No.
I wonder why he's going up the mountain. He's usually in the office or am I by himself in the dark room all crying.
Oh, man, that doesn't sound great. Should we help him or something?
Yeah, let's go skateboard and see how he's going.
Okay, well, I guess... Oh, you... Oh, come back here! That's my skateboard!
I'll catch up, losers!
Somehow with his Muppet magic, he, like, skates over the honey road just super fast.
Skates up the hill.
up the hill.
Woo!
Up at the top of the hill, Damien and the men in black around the silo of honey.
He's usually here. Where is it?
Why is he normally here?
To come and like think and chill out and make friends.
Why are you friends with a Muppet?
Well, he's just a really nice guy. He's got big ideas. I'm not really what Brian is.
Do you realize how this is strange?
No.
A man, an adult man, crying and being friends with a Muppet.
Yeah. Why is that weird? They're just people too.
He's one of them.
That's what's up.
One of the Muppet sympathizers.
No, I'm not.
Do you understand what he's trying to do to this town?
I didn't even know he was a Muppet until today.
You didn't know he was a Muppet?
No.
You had no idea that felt made Muppet.
I don't see race.
He is so soft.
It's all the tears in his eyes that's blurring his vision.
I know. It's
physically and metaphorically.
My God. Does he even know who we are?
No one said their name.
And you're not going to know who we are. After all this, we're going to erase your memory.
I don't even know if we have to.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
No one's going to.
That's what's up.
Do you know what's up?
Oh, what's up? Please tell me what's up. If you say what's up, I don't know.
Muppets are a blight on this country.
They are dangerous.
Mm,
do you know what your friend Muppet Luke has done in the past and will do again to this town if we don't stop him?
In the early 1900s, before the First World War, there was a Muppet War.
Oh, no, why?
Because the Muppets thought that they were better than us. And they rounded us all up. And we were all going to die. But luckily the tide of war turned. And we were able to overcome them. And we locked them in studios and made them laugh and dance and sell songs.
We didn't put enough...
That sounds horrible that you do that to them.
A human creation without any parameters or boundaries. It just created its own army.
Isn't that what humans do anyway?
They were going to be the death of the human race.
Mm.
So we, us, the Society of Timekeepers, have been making sure these Muppets stayed locked in studios. And now, this Muppet Luke is, for the 100 years, has been out and about. Yes, mainly he's stuck to drowning very small towns. But we're worried about what he can actually do.
As they're talking, Muppet Luke has been watching from a distance, and Max has just caught up to him.
I can't believe he took my boat like that.
We're gonna go to the very next, jump a few steps in our training, and we're gonna go straight to the big guns, okay?
Oh my God. What's the big guns?
The big guns. I know you might not be prepared to this before this, but you see that truck up there?
Stop crying.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I am gonna drive that truck into the honey silo, and it's gonna pour down, and I'll give this surfboard that. Is in the truck. I don't have it on me. But then we're gonna go surfing. Okay?
Luke, you're my... This is gonna come on really strong, and I'm sorry, but you are my only friend right now. And I really appreciate our friendship, and I really admire you, but my whole family's down there. I can't just release a vat of honey on them.
Max, those men up there who are talking to my friend... They will kill me, and they will kill you because you know me and you call me your friend.
Then we've got to get out of here. We can just run away, Luke. We don't need to drop the vat of honey.
That's not how it works.
What do you mean that's not how it works?
I need to fulfill my mission.
Why is it your mission?
Max, before I go any further, I need to know, are you with me?
I need to know, Luke. Are you with me?
If you're with me, then I'm with you.
No, I want you to be with me because I can't do that. And Max gets up and steps away from Muppet Luke. Muppet Luke, I'm sorry, but I can't do that to my family and I can't do that to the people down there, no matter how dumb I think they are.
Max, you've been so kind to me. And I'm sorry that I had to give you this decision, but if you can't come up there with me, I will give you a few minutes. You can gather you and your family and get out of here, because I have to do this. It's imperative to my mission and my training.
I'm going to go down there to my home, and I want you to know, if you do this, Muppet Luke...
I am going to do it.
You're killing me and my family.
I know, I'm just telling you to leave. I'm
telling you not to do it in the first place. it. It's not unstoppable.
You don't understand. You're just a stupid little kid.
You're just a lovely little stupid kid
who has no friends and will never be successful in your skateboarding.
You're horrible. You're never going to do it, Muppet Luke. I can't believe you. I thought you were a good Muppet. But you should just be locked up in that studio with the rest of them.
Hey, boss, what's that screaming?
Quick, everyone.
Quickly, what's up?
Max is coming over here now.
Good!
This is all because of you.
I will not remember you. I hate you.
Give me a skateboard.
No, my skateboard.
Muppet skateboards away. Skateboards away, and Max runs back down to the town. As we cut to commercial break.
Oh, sorry, headrush.
Have you noticed that the bees lately have been missing?
Yeah, where did they go?
Have you noticed that the dolphins have been swimming in particular formations?
Wow, a triangle.
Have you noticed that butterflies are slightly less beautiful?
Why do they only have three wings?
They're just fully blue.
These things have been changing. If you notice something's up, please contact the Society of Timekeepers.
Wait, you don't have a solution or any explanation? You just want us to tell you what's happening that's weird?
Yeah. Yes. Tell us what's up.
Well, yeah, what's up? Tell us what's up.
That's what's up.
What's up?
What's up?
What is up?
What's up?
This is a bad idea. Let's erase everyone's memory.
Oh. we still have to do an ad, right?
Yeah. I've got nothing here from Marcus.
No.
Maybe we don't.
Maybe we don't have to do an ad today. Okay.
Cool. Well, all right, let's just get back into it. In the town centre, Cynthia is locked up in stocks with a big guillotine above her head, ready to be executed in the town square. Everybody, have you hated what's become of the town recently?
Yeah, I've hated it. It's horrible.
All the ideas come from this woman.
Yep.
If you want her executed, just say the word and we will execute her.
Execution? This is ridiculous. Guys.
What word? What word do we say?
All at once, you just have to yell out death.
Do we go on the count of three?
Well, I don't know if I want her to die.
What if we don't want her to die?
Why would you not want her to die? This town's gone to ruin because of her.
Well, we could just fire her. Yeah, I've known her since I was like three.
Yeah, we don't want her to die. We just want things to change.
Yeah.
So we want new management.
We want new management.
Yeah. He runs over and he grabs the guillotine. I'm telling you.
Oh, whoa, big man. Do you have the authority to do that?
I'm the mayor. I have the only authority.
I mean, we vote. It's like a democracy, right? Like, we could just, if we want, we could just kick him.
Stand back or she loses her head.
I mean, after this...
Stand back!
Rush him!
Rush him!
As he's about to pull the lever, he looks up on the hill, and he sees the silo tip over. Wait! What's that?
Yeah!
Everyone looks up over their shoulders behind them to the hill up on the and the silo on top of it.
Oh no, we've only got about 20 minutes to get out of the way of that flood.
As they're looking at the silo being tipped over, Max is running down their hill towards the group of people that it also include his family. Everyone, please, Max, we have to get out of here.
Max, what are you yelling about? What's up?
Dad, it's crazy. There's like a whole thing. Mom, Dad, we have to get out of here. Where's Cynthia? Why is she in stocks?
She's there by herself because the mayor's run away, nowhere to be seen.
Oh, well, that let's...
Sweet, let's let her out.
Let's let her out. Let's cool. get her out. All right, we got to start moving.
There's no keys. Where
there's
are the
no keys?
The mayor's taken the keys with him.
All right, let's...
We can see a trail of squishy footprints leading off down the road.
Mum, Dad, I need you to get out of here. I'll go find the mayor and I'll go get the keys, okay?
What? No, I can't let you go on your own. You were, you were just up the place where you're not supposed to be. You could have been killed by that silo.
Be safe, honey. You have fun now.
Thank you, Mum. Dad, please, for once in your life, can you please just trust me on this?
Where's your skateboard? Did you lose it again?
No, it got stolen from me.
We see up on the hill Muppet Luke going, using the skateboard as a bodyboard as he's like going down. And the men in black at the top of the hill is like, ready, boys?
What's up?
What's up? They all pull out their own bodyboards and start bodyboarding after Muppet Luke. Muppet Luke.
Hey, you'll never catch me. We're going to catch you.
We'll catch you, Muppet Luke.
We'll catch you.
Yeah, that's what's up.
One of the men grabs Damien, shoves him on his back like a little baby koala and starts
going.
Get on
here.
I don't want to be a koala.
Well, grab me like one. Let's go.
And they start having a chase down the mountain in the honey.
So slow.
It has all the intensity of a normal high-speed chase from an American cop movie, but in slow motion in honey.
All right, Max, did you have anything to do with that?
Look, that is my board, but I tried to stop him. I swear, I tried to stop him.
All right, Max, I don't know what you look pretty like you know what's going to happen. What's up? You know what's up.
I know what's up.
And you look very intent.
I'm very intent.
You know what to do.
I know what to do.
All right, son. We'll get your sister out. You go to the mayor.
Okay. I'll be back in a second, okay? On the way, he sees, on the way, following the steps from the mayor, Max sees, another skateboard leaned against the side. Without thinking, he grabs it from the side of the building and hops on it, beginning, to use all of the training he was doing with the Muppet.
You gotta just put both legs on it and then just like, feel it.
All of a sudden, this like orange cloud of Muppet magic forms around him, and he's able to scoot across the honey.
Fast as if it was a normal road, zooming through corners.
Always remember to believe.
I believe. Zooming past corners, he sees the mayor up in the distance.
The mayor's trying to get his car out of the garage, but it's stuck in a big lump of honey.
No, no, no. Oh, that's the little kid that no one likes in this town.
Yeah, well, I've realized that I only need to like myself. I don't need everyone's approval, Mayor. And you shouldn't be looking for everyone's approval either. You are going to kill my sister because of it. Give me the keys. Or else.
Or else what?
Or else I'm going to use my Muppet magic on you.
I'd like to see you try.
And then he reaches, I don't know where I'm going with this, he reaches to his neck and pulls off a mask, revealing a creature underneath. One of the, like, Skeksis from the Dark Crystal, an evil version of the Muppets.
This town was going to be ours.
Can I just please have the keys?
Sure.
Chucks him the keys.
Yes, they're all gonna be blamed on the Muppets anyway. And we will be free to continue to take over the world.
This is a lot scarier than I thought it was going to be when I thought you were the mayor.
All of a sudden, a black cloud appears around him and he disappears.
My sister, I've got to get back to my sister. He zooms back to the center of town where the mum and dad are still trying to take the lock off of the stocks.
The honey is getting closer. It's getting too close. We're not going to be able to outrun it.
I think I could probably outwalk it, to be honest.
quickly.
Mum, Dad, quickly, the keys.
Cynthia, like, slumps out of the stocks.
Mum, Dad, Max, what's going on?
All right, pick her up. We got to take her.
Okay. that there's something I need to do as well.
What do you need to do?
I've got to go help my friend.
When you got to go, you got to go, sweetheart. It's okay. It happens.
All right. Well, go help your friend. I need to get Cynthia out of here. Oh, was it Cassandra?
It's Cynthia, Dad. It's Cynthia. It's Cynthia? Cassandra. Oh, no, it's Cassandra.
We see Cassandra, who was having a picnic halfway up the hill, is getting swallowed by the honey with a boyfriend.
Oh no. Okay, well, just do what you need to do. Just go do it now. I'm stressed, honey.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
I'm stressed, honey. I can't call you honey now because honey is the problem.
This is an evacuation notice. Please make your way to Sundew Valley as quickly as possible. Evacuate.
Yeah. Max zooms past the person announcing the evacuation, going past him in the opposite direction as everybody else escapes to Sundew Valley.
Whoa, heading up the hill. What's he doing? Why is he going the wrong way?
Ignore the child. That child clearly has a death wish. Keep going to Sundew Valley.
Oh, what an idiot. Oh, what's he going?
So speedy.
We zoom back to the high speed chase. Oh, that's
a
This is what's up. This is what's up.
This is what's up.
This is what's up. This is what's up.
Yeah, this is what's up.
This is what's up. What's up?
What? Oh! Help my friend!
Help me,
Luke! Oh no, they've got you! Oh, don't worry, man.
Muppet Luke sees his friend in distress, so slows his pace as the honey is getting down close to the end of the hill, just about to touch the town. As he stops, the men aren't able to break at the same time, so they start going past him. And before we know it, Muppet Luke is behind the whole crowd of men.
How did that happen? That's not what's up.
No, that's not what's up.
No, he's up.
He's up. As this has happened, Max has also joined in the race a little further back behind Muppet Luke. Muppet Luke!
Max!
I did, I'm so sorry, Muppet Luke. I realize now why you had to do this. What are they called?
Skeksis.
It was the mayor. He was a Skeksis this entire time.
Yeah, that's why I needed to kill everyone.
They're all Skeksis?
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah, most of them are.
That's why I thought you were a Skeksis in the end.
Wait, you know about the Skeksis, Damien?
No, I don't know what I mean.
Damien, pretend you know nothing. I'll be there to save you in a moment.
Help me, lady.
I need to help my friend, Damien.
I need to help my friend, you.
Wow!
All of a sudden, they do this. Max does a maneuver where he climbs over Muppet Luke's back and reaches out across the honey to grab Damien off the back of one of the men in black and throws him back onto his own skateboard that is now empty.
That was incredible! We did it!
We did it!
All right, take a turn!
We'll do a hard left turn, immediately disconnecting from the men in black who are just nosediving now towards the town.
They do not have Muppet Magic.
Oh, no. This is not what's up. We're going to hit the wall. No!
They hit the wall in like a ball of human flesh and honey.
They're like mosquitoes in amber.
They're frozen. Just frozen like that.
That was amazing.
That was incredible.
Max, you have the Muppet magic.
Because of you, Muppet Luke.
Max, you were so special.
Thank you. I'm so sorry I said all those mean things earlier to you, Muppet Luke.
Me too. I'm so very sorry. Have you met my friend Damien?
No, I think I've seen you work with my sister.
It's nice to meet you. And Damien turns to look at Muppet Luke.
Brother, the Skeksis have gotten away again. We must travel to the next town and take it down.
Let us go.
Okay, bye, Max!
Wait!
Max, you can help if you want to, though.
I mean, I've got to go back with my family, but... Will I see you again, Muppet Luke?
Well, you've got Muppet magic now. You can do anything.
You might
even be half Muppet.
Whoa. I mean,
I'll always be with you. And if you ever want to go skateboarding or boogie boarding or waterboarding together, we can do it.
Thanks, Muppet Luke. So I guess this isn't goodbye. It's more just the...
It's our first hello.
It's our first hello.
See you next time.
A beautiful cloud of, like, orange light comes over the two Muppet men and they disappear.
Bye, I guess.
All that's left is... their pairs of legs standing on the boards because Muppets don't have legs.
I guess I better go back and see my family. God. I wonder if the people in Sundu Valley are even going to believe this. Next time on Apes on the Airwaves.
Brother.
Yes, my brother.
We must eradicate the Skeksis.
They have become too numerous.
And they are hiding. I can't even understand or locate them.
Her magic is not powerful enough.
We must go to him.
Yes. On we go.
Board of Sundu Valley. These people from Honeydew Valley have taken too much of our resources.
Yeah. Wait, who let this Muppet in?
I mean, like, it's fine though. Like,
I think we need to make some changes.
That's enough.
Wow. I think that's enough. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you for listening to another episode. We have now made Muppets and Skeksis canon in the world of Party of and Apes.
They're just infiltrating town governments for their own nefarious purposes.
I love it. Thanks again for listening, everyone. Matt, if people want to have their own funny stories told or if they have anything to say, where should they contact us?
Well, you can call me on my mobile 04.
No.
But I'm single. You can send us an email at podcast@partyofapes.com.
Yeah.
You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, MySpace, LinkedIn. Some of those are lies. You'll figure it out. Party of Apes, look us up.
And Luke, what type of messages are you after?
I just want to hear all your stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Oh, all right, so send
is
your
this an ongoing cool, theme cool. now?
So send your stories in for Muppet Luke.
The Muppet Luke.
Or please address it to Muppet Luke.
Yeah, Muppet Luke, I feel like he might be hanging around a bit. So if you have questions for Muppet Luke, or if you just want some life advice from a Muppet, send him through.
I'll answer all your questions.
Gabby.
Oh, bones. Never mind.
Do you have any things people want? Do you have anything you want
people to say? Do you have any things people want? How can they get them?
Do you have things people want? Oh, yeah, I have things people want.
And do you have anything that you want people to write in and ask you about or send things through?
Anything I want people to ask me about.
Why didn't I get asked this question?
Yeah, I don't think I wasn't expecting this question. People don't normally ask me about my hobbies, I guess. Maybe that.
Yeah, if you want to know more about Gabby's crazy hobbies and they are weird, send them in. And Matt, what do you want?
Love.
All right, see you next time, guys.
See you next time.
Party of Apes.
And Muppet.